MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Training now with Casey Dalport, investment analyst at Anchor Capital. Good morning, Casey. Appreciate the early morning time. You put a note out on the Anchor website just yesterday morning. And talking around the SA consumer, it starts off, I mean, the key point, I suppose, is that the general sort of economic recovery has been supportive of a consumer rebound, and we're certainly seeing evidence of it. You mentioned electricity consumption. You mentioned mobility, which we can get from Apple and Google in a sense. There has been a fairly strong rebound from the hard lockdowns of April, May last year.
Hi there. Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me. So, yeah, you know, when you look at the local sort of consumer landscape in South Africa at the moment, there really are some sort of careful nuances to consider. And you mm-hmm. mentioned a good few of them. I mean, from the one side, if you look at our sort of several local retailers, you know, they've shown surprising resilience from the consumer sector. You know, there's good results coming out from the likes of Mr. Price, Pepkor, you know, strong post-year-end sales mm-hmm. from the Foschini Group, etc. And overall, this, of course, would, you know, bode well for the health of the South African consumer overall, and, you know, really indicates that South Africans have been able to get themselves back on track surprisingly quickly following the hard lockdowns of last year. But, you know, when you look at the general state of the South African consumer, you know, especially from a retail perspective, it is, you know, a key point to note that is, you know, while we're really likely to see fairly robust year-on-year growth in the 2021 sort of consumer spending, the spending is also extremely uneven across the wider income spectrum, and that's really important to consider at the end of the day. And, you know, once the strong low base effects from 2020 have played out, the year-on-year growth rates in consumer income and spending should decline quite rapidly. And if we look at the latest retail sales coming out from April, mm-hmm. This sort of really corroborates this. At the end of the day, retail sales fell further by 0.8% month-to-month in April. And at the end of the day, this leaves retail sales below the pre-pandemic level. I mean, one should be prudent to be cautious in drawing firm conclusions from 1 month's worth of data. But, you know, the weak print for April might reflect the fact that savings that households accumulated last year might be depleting. And at the end of the day, the outlook for the sector is quite constrained. It's important to remember that the government has stopped the special COVID-19 social relief of the stretch grant from April. And consumer spending is likely to, you know, further be dampened by sharply rising COVID cases, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, and that is, you know, I like your point there. Let's be, I suppose, cautious with our expectations. We've had a strong rebound. Some of that certainly pent up demand. Some of it certainly the TERS, the government grants, etc., sort of working their way out of the system. My sense is that probably the next sort of maybe couple of months and sort of the results which we'll start seeing to, you know, to June and maybe even to August is going to give us a better picture of just how robust the consumer has come through the pandemic.
Yes, I mean, that's 100% true. And at the end of the day, you know, unemployment in South Africa still remains worryingly high at 32.6%. So it's really important to remember when we look at the strength of the consumer going forward. And, you know, traditionally, of course, from a socioeconomic perspective, the lower income groups continue to, you know, face the greater hardships. But as we look sort of at the data specifically, you know, even our most affluent consumer segments continue to sort of be affected from the, you know, by the sort of macroeconomic conditions mm-hmm. at play at the moment. But of course, you know, I mean, that's notwithstanding the high income base that the consumer group has as a relative buffer. So I think these next few months really, really will be quite telling.
And one of the key points, and it's partly your conclusion to the note that you wrote, and it's so incredibly true, is that we are a nation of spenders rather than savers. Now, truthfully, many countries can say that. You know, Japan's obviously the saving nation, but we do spend, and that's great for retailers. You know, and it's thanks to easy credit, but that does have, you know, longer term implications in that we do spend when we've got the cash in our pocket where we can get a credit card. We're out there and we're shopping up a storm.
Yeah, no, it's true, and it really is fascinating when you look at it. I mean, that South Africa has such a unique culture when it comes to, you know, saving versus to spending. And again, you mentioned, you know, relative to our peers, and if we look a little bit closer home mm-hmm. towards, you know, Southern African Development Community, even our BRICS nations, they all have positive saving rates, and South Africa doesn't. So, I think the question at the end of the day is, you know, really what makes South Africa so different. And again, you know, it largely boils down to the fact that it is so easy to get credit extension in South Africa, and it really has not allowed, you know, people to build a culture of savings. And the longer term sort of issues coming through from this is that, you know, when we look at this from a sort of a greater perspective, that often South Africans don't even sort of consider the interest rates that they are mm-hmm. paying. And worryingly, most people don't actually understand, you know, how much they're paying fees and interest, et cetera. And given that a lot of these amounts aren't really sort of transparent. And I mean, we have seen this come under fire in recent years via, you know, the various sort of consumer and banking regulators. Yeah. But I mean, all of it at the end of the day really means that on average, you know, South Africans will continue spending, you know, whether they have the funds available or not. And it really does have sort of much, you know, really important long-term implications.
Yeah, and it does make for an interesting quirk as an investor in the retail space. If we are spending, not saving, the retailers are without doubt one of the winners as a result of that. Casey Dalport, investment analyst, Anchor Capital, really appreciate your early morning.
MoneyWeb now. On the Money. Also available on podcast.